Good morning. Good morning, everyone. It's good to get back to work here on the field. We had a day off yesterday where the guys got to rest their legs a little bit and get a little bit of a break, get a blow. And we had some meetings yesterday where we got to watch the film and correct some things. And good to get back to work today and get on the field and get working again.
Alan, what did you see when you went back and looked at the tape from Friday, particularly in the running game?
Yeah, saw a few misfits, a few bad angles to the football, but also saw some good things. I saw guys running to the ball with great effort, guys taking care of their responsibilities, just not consistently enough. And, of course, when you're in the NFL and you don't take care of your assignments, that's the type of day that you can have against a good team.
Middle with Guyon and Brinkley, I mean, a couple guys there are still relatively unknown.
Yeah, I do. They're coming along, just need more reps, and it's been a little bit since Brinkley's been on the field full speed. And I the way he played and the way they were up the middle, I felt encouraged about what we have.
Steepest part of the learning curve for Mistrail right now as he transitions into year two.
I'm sorry.
The steepest part of the learning curve for Mistrail right now as he transitions into year two. And
you know what? Everything's the safety position is a tough position to play because you're kind of the back quarterback of the defense. The Mike is the one who gives the calls, and but the safeties are guys that have to make everyone right, so to speak. And with him, it's just. Every situation is going to be new for him that he hadn't seen it. There are going to be wrinkles from week to week, and we just need to make sure that we get him enough reps in practice, in ball games, to get him up to speed so it's not so that every situation is just not new to him, that he has some experience with him. And ultimately, though, he's athletic enough and bright enough that that when the situations are new, that he can adjust and adapt to them well.
Is he willing and strong enough as a tackler?
Yes. Without a doubt. Willing, that not a problem whatsoever, and strong enough, not a problem. Experience is just going to be the thing that he needs to come along with.
LaTroy got a little banged up on Friday night. Do you see, what were you seeing out of him, and do you expect that's his spot to keep when he gets healthy?
I think so. Two or three plays is not a whole bunch to see, but you know what? The play that he went out on was a fantastic play. We've preached great hustle all the way through, and that play, he was down the field making a tackle, and that's the thing that he's shown through OTAs, through the camp, that he's stout up the middle and he runs well enough to make tackles on the sideline. And so I'm pleased with how he's coming along. Feel sorry that he's out right now, but you know what? That gives a chance for the next guy to come in and show what he can do, and we're looking forward to the next guy up, and we're looking forward to that guy playing winning football.
Fred Evans kind of has a knack for making a few wild plays in each game, doesn't he? Just the way that he's able to penetrate.
He does, and he did in the ball game. He split a double and had the sack, and that's part of what we expect guys to do when they come in, that they still play winning football, and we're not worried about necessarily who's not on the field. We're worried about who's on the field, and he came in and we didn't miss a beat.
You chose to coach from the sideline rather than the booth on Friday. How did that go for you?
In terms of the running game or in terms of the – no, I'm teasing. No, went fine. The communication with the coaches was fantastic. We have a group of veteran coaches, so they're a big help with the eyes in the sky to tell me kind of what's happening. Who's doing what. I got great feedback from them, so that part was good. I didn't necessarily have to be upstairs to see it for myself because the pictures as well as the experience upstairs was good, and the guys on the sideline were outstanding. So we'll try it again this week and see if from the coaching staff that we can keep some consistency in the communications and way we operated on the sideline.
Who are your guys upstairs now?
Coach Singletary, Coach Imamura, and Coach Reynolds.
When you get back to running game, when you look at the things that weren't consistent, is it mostly assignment errors? Is it things you can clean up just from watching the film? Was it physical stuff?
No, not a whole bunch of physical things. Mostly was guys that just, again, were not in their gaps. May have could have stayed in their gap, saw the ball maybe inside and went inside and the ball bounced outside, or a few angles in terms of pursuit and in terms of how guys got to the football, the angles could have been better. They ran hard, but we also say we want to run smart. So when we get to that, it'll be fine.
The read option, one of the tougher things. Brett, a stop when you haven't game planned?
It is. The wildcat, the read option, those things are always tough to stop. But if you take the proper angles and you stay in your gaps, it's not a big deal.
Jamarca just lose vision. It looked like he was looking at the receiver, and then he followed the play fake while the guy ran right where he was.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's vision, but as safeties, what you have to do is you're the last line of defense. You have to make sure that you see the big picture and you come down and you cap it off. And we want those plays to be, if they get out, 12 to 15 yards, and, of course, not 74.
Expecting Josh Robinson back this week?
We do. We look forward to him coming back. He was doing some very good things before he went out, and I'm excited about him being back and on the field and seeing him take that next step.
What do you want to evaluate with him specifically in game action?
The same things that we evaluate all guys on: alignment, assignment, and ultimately, can a guy make a play when it comes to him? So we're concerned about technique, and we're concerned about being in the right spot, but we want to see when the lights are on, can he function and make a play when it comes at him? And we want to see that on a consistent basis.
What were your impressions of Harrison Smith in the game?
Played well. The game was not too big for him. He looked like he belonged out there. And again, we want to see that same thing. Can he get lined up? Can he communicate to the defense? Can he operate within the defense? And can he do that on a consistent basis? And when a play comes at him, can he make the play?
What have been your impressions of his sort of feisty edge and his willingness to mix it up at all times, really?
I love that. I love it. You want your safeties to be quarterbacks and smart, but you want some nastiness to them too, and he has that.
What do you see from Cole? What are the keys to him making the team?
Excuse me?
What are the keys to him making the team?
Just like, I'm sorry to be, I don't want to be a broken record, but the same things. We want guys to get lined up. We want to see, can they make plays and do it on a consistent basis. The one thing that Audie has shown in this camp is that he is a physical linebacker, and he can direct the defense. He can get in the huddle, take command of the huddle with older guys being in there, and he can get them lined up and execute, and we like that about him. And we want to see how far he can come along in this short time with camp. So far, what we've seen, we've liked, and looking forward to see how he operates week to week and game to game.
So with Jasper, you think there's some rust that needs to be knocked off, and he'll continue to progress as he gets more reps?
With any guy that's been out for a year, there's going to be some rust. And he's knocking it off and coming along just like we thought he would come. We're pleased with Jasper. Thank you.
Yeah. Come on, Sid.